Late last week, Democrats and a few Republican senators voted to take $100 billion in proposed tax cuts and set the money aside to pay for the war. Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold led the way on the issue. But Feingold worries about two things. One, that Republicans will push for a new Senate vote this week. The second concern is that the GOP will try to take out the war payment measure when the overall budget proposal goes to a House-Senate conference committee. Feingold says he isn't sure if his plan will stay alive.
It's very difficult because obviously the people that are on the conference committee are usually the leading Republicans in both parties dominate the committee. But maybe they'll decide it's a dumb move to act like this war doesn't cost anything.
The Bush administration is starting to say it needs about $75 billion to pay for the war and to boost counterterrorism efforts. At a listening session Feingold held in Milwaukee, many people supported the senator's call to trim a tax cut to pay for the war. But a man named Glenn said the government could afford the Bush administration's full tax cut plan if officials would stop spending money on things like bilingual programs.
English, why is not English the official language of the United States? Governments are spending money to print hundreds of forms in different languages.
Senator Feingold responded that the rapidly growing Latino population should learn English and that Anglos should learn Spanish. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.